This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Was trending. We were talking yesterday morning about the dude at Chicago's O'Hare Airport trying to deliver food and drove onto the runway. At the same time, that happened in Buffalo. Somebody intentionally drove their car into the gate, gaining access to a secure area of the Buffalo airport. So he was arrested Tuesday morning. It happened around 7:30 yesterday morning. And I'm talking like airport security was on it. Did not miss a beat. So within minutes, this local man was taken into custody, arrested Tuesday morning after officials say he intentionally drove through a gate and onto a runway at the airport. NFTA Transit Police Chief saying the individual intentionally breached the service gate one, wherever that is, with a pickup truck, not alone, had a dog in the pickup truck. Anyhow, once inside the secure area, vehicle crossed a taxi runway before being apprehended outside a training airplane near the middle of the airport. Transit police officers were notified, alerted. A security guard posted at gate one, said, yes, someone just drove through the gate. So from the time the guy breached the gate at gate one till they were taken into custody, I think it was 6 minutes, which is pretty fast.
Yeah.
So they did partner with local police to figure out what to do with the guy. The FBI gets involved as well. This is an ongoing investigation. They did say at this point, we're taking a look at the video to figure out, you know, how to not have this happen again. But dude, if you're going to crash a gate, you're going to crash a gate. So the motive, not known, or at least not revealed at this time. The training airplane that the person was at is said to be stationary. Doesn't even have an engine to it. But if you've been to the airport, you might have seen this training plane there. Anyhow, so the guy was with his car inside the truck, and again, they're not revealing what the motive was. They're also not revealing if he's known to authorities in the area, or if maybe he works at the airport. A lot of that just not being revealed at this time. What his motives were, that's not known. But that was a pretty wild moment yesterday. No passengers, no planes ever were in a position of danger at that point, other than someone breaching the security there. So, yeah, serious situation at the Buffalo airport yesterday morning around 7:30 a.m. Buffalo Bills have revealed this year's Kids Day game. It is set for Saturday, August 9th versus the Giants.
Love.
It's going to be an 8:20 game. No, I'm kidding. It's a Kids Day game. It's 1 o'clock. Could you imagine?
I was going to say, are you kidding? That's
no,
not
I'm
good.
Kidding. Oh, it's good. 1 o'clock. It's perfect. It's so kid-friendly. I think Fisher-Price is, again, taking the helm with sponsorship on
nice.
This. But on 1 o'clock game, August 9th, Giants in town. It is the only home preseason game that the Bills have this year. So one preseason game, that's August 9th, and that will be the Kids' Day game taking on the Giants. Also, a lot of chatter about the Bills talking to Julian Blackmon, veteran safety, played 5 years with the Colts. Could help fill a gap on the team if there was a gap to be filled. So Julian Blackmon, nothing official at this point, but it's a lot of chatter happening with Bills Mafia. Jordan Hudson in the news, the 24-year-old girlfriend of 73-year-old Bill Belichick, has told at least one person that she is engaged to Bill. That's according to an organization called the New York Times. So the couple has made no official public announcement, but she was seen with heck of a ring a couple weeks ago. Anyhow, she was at a book promotion. If you remember when she was sitting in on the interview and kept chiming in from across the room, kind of injecting yourself into that interview. So the rumor is they're engaged, but nothing official from them. What has come out, thank you, TMZ, go back to December, Nantucket. There was a holiday party. And somewhere in the party, there was Bill Belichick, there was Jordan Hudson, and there was Bill's ex, Linda. Linda confronted the 24-year-old girlfriend at an event in Nantucket. And according to the incident report obtained by TMZ, Linda was upset by Hudson, Jordan Hudson's presence at the party, which featured performances by Linda's daughters. They're called the Hess twins. So why would Bill's new girl be at this party where my girls are at, which is what Linda was thinking. So security footage reportedly shows Linda Holiday and her friends confronting Jordan Hudson on the dance floor. Let's throw it down, ladies. Hudson defended her attendance, stating that she was there to enjoy the festivities and to support her friend, who was also there, pageant girl, Miss Massachusetts, Melissa. So as Jordan and her beauty pageant friend were leaving Holiday, that again is Bill Belichick's ex, warned the beauty queen, if you value your current title, you should think twice about who your friends are, implying that she's got connections in the pageant world, which maybe she does. I don't know. It's Nantucket. The incident adds to an ongoing drama surrounding that relationship with Jordan Hudson. So apparently there was about to be some murder on the dance floor at that Nantucket party back in December. Do you think she misses Bill? That's Linda Holiday. Or is she just mad that Miss 24-year-old moved onto her turf?
I don't know. You know, you go through the stages of anger and loss. And so sometimes they're not all in the same order. So maybe she's kind of coming back around to, I'm mad he left me kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bill's got some riz.
Yeah.
Just saying. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:56.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.